This is the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors special meeting on May 26th, 2022. This meeting is being recorded. Start with roll call. Ian Owen Powell, I am present. Todd Weasler.
Present.
Guy Fawzetti.
Present.
Jess McElvain.
Present.
Russ Panerton.
Present.
Chief Scott is absent, excused. Seems not necessary for this meeting. Call the meeting to order at 19:08. Have you all seen the meeting agenda? I'll make the motion to approve the meeting agenda.
Second.
Second.
Okay, go ahead.
Guy.
Yes.
Russ.
Yes.
And Todd.
Yes.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Hang on a second. I hate it when you can't find the mute button in time. We got just the board on this meeting. There's no public, so no public statements or comments. So the purpose of the meeting is that our bookkeeper Kathy has indicated that she would like to start reducing the amount of work she's doing for us. And Chief Scott had put us in touch with a new financial manager who works with another fire district in order for them to handle our business and work for us. We need to provide authorization for them to access our banking services. So there are two motions here. There's one to authorize Stephanie Cook, who is our new financial manager, to access our banking services. And then the second one is just a motion from the board to provide a limit of single transactions before they absolutely need to be signed off by us. And I'm willing to discuss that limit if anybody has any position on that. So does anybody have any need to discuss or anything they want to discuss about either of these two motions?
Ian, question?
Yeah.
Does that mean Stephanie Cook essentially has a higher limit that she can like transfer and pay funds to than Chief Scott?
She does, but I mean, basically this would have already been, anything that was that's being paid should already have gone through the process of the purchasing policy and be ready to be paid.
Okay.
We're still trying to iron out the process of how this is going to work. Just to get an initial sort of working position, $5,000 seemed to be appropriate. And I thought in the purchasing policy that you'd written, did you increase the Chief Scott's limit in that or not? I don't remember.
I did.
You did? Okay. And what was that to? Was that to five or was it to higher?
I believe it was to five.
Okay. And I think that's probably where that number came from in my head then. So that those two will match. It's my intention to bring the purchasing policy back to the board in the June meeting.
Okay. All right, then I'll think quicker about the emergency spending wording.
Okay. But I mean, there's no panic on that. If you've all got other vacation type things to do. But are you happy with the $5,000 limit?
Yeah, so yeah, I was just curious about that. So I wasn't aware where the purchasing policy stood in your head.
Many things. anybody else?
I just a comment. I think, if I remember right, if we add another person to our account, what it basically means with Citywide, then we have to all re-sign the account. Is that?
No, that's if we're adding signers, check signers, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay, so since she's not a check signer, we don't have to go through that?
I believe so. I'm hoping so.
Yeah. And from my standpoint, if we have to go through it, we should go through it. If we don't have to go through it, that would be my preference.
Yeah. So, sorry, what part of this I missed out was that one of the things that Stephanie's intending to do is set up an ACH or automatic payments for all of our accounts. So we don't have to go through the whole check signing process. But at this time, the bank haven't given us any details on if they want a different way of authorizing or not. So the first stage is we need to give her access to the account so that we can get to that point.
Yep. So I'm good with that.
Okay. Any others? Mr. Treasurer, anything?
No, it seems reasonable. I mean, if we're going to go back and take a look at the purchasing policy in the next meeting, this is a good way to start because we have to span the gap with Stephanie.
Looks yeah, just need to get things moving. So,
yep.
Okay. Russ, are you okay with this?
Yes, I'm okay.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to make the motion to authorize Stephanie Cook access to citywide banking services for all accounts owned and operated by the Netherland Fire Protection District for the purposes of managing day-to-day financial business for the district.
Second.
Ross?
Yes.
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 And Todd?
Yes.
I further motion to authorize Stephanie Cook a transfer limit of $5,000 in any single transaction to external vendor or banking account in order to pay accounts due to provide proper financial management for the district. Amounts over $5,000 require two board member approval by a procedure to be determined. Payments for payroll and associated costs are accepted and duly pre-authorized.
Second.
Jess?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
And Russ?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Again, I know public on the meeting, so no public statements or comments. Any other business? Going to take that as a no. Our next regular board meeting is on June the 22nd at 7 p.m. And who wants to make the motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Todd?
Yes.
Russ?
Yes.
And Jess?
Yes.
Okay, adjourn the meeting at 19:16. The world's fastest board meeting. Thank you very much, all of you. I'll talk to you
soon. Have a great evening, all.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
So long.